Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to a new episode of Reasonably Shady. I am your girl here, Giselle Bryant.
What's up, everyone? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you so much for being here with us. I can't tell you how good you all make us feel.
Yes.
Your feedback. Even like, you know, we were off Labor Day week.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh my gosh.
I know.
I'm missing my episode. You know, so that's like so awesome for people to just be anticipating us. I cannot thank you guys enough for listening. Thank you guys enough.
Yes. Thank you. And we would be remiss if we did not mention that The Real Housewives of Potomac is still airing. Can you believe it's season 6? And from what I understand, y'all like it because the ratings are through the roof. Thank you.
Exactly. I mean, the ratings are through the roof. People are just loving the season. You know, and I think it's so cool about our show. Like, yes, we've been on for 6 seasons.
Yes.
And I really feel like every season is different.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's just like a different dynamic. There's like different things going on. You know, I think last season was very dramatic.
Right.
Right.
High drama.
And it was kind of like, okay, how do you, like, where do you go from there? How do you top that?
Right.
But it's cool to see that, like, we don't have to have that same type of drama to be entertaining. So
Yes.
So I could put my boxing gloves away. Okay.
Yeah, please do. And, you know, you guys have go on a journey with us every season, and we really do appreciate it because it is highs and lows, ups and downs.
Exactly. And speaking of a journey, for the people who are maybe watching on YouTube, or if anything, just if the audio sounds a little different, we're in a new location,
yes,
guys.
Yes, yes. Okay, so to give y'all background, we have taped all of our episodes in my house, mm-hmm. and Robin bought a new house.
Yes.
And she's like, I'm tired of driving to your house.
Yes.
So we have to do it now in her house, which I am totally fine with.
Yes. I mean, we'll like take turns, right?
Yes.
I think, you know, at first when we thought about the podcast, we were like, okay, we'll go 1 week to Giselle's, 1 week to mine, because we're literally probably like 40 minutes.
Yes.
About 35 to 40 minutes. And then who knows what traffic is like. So So up until today, I have been driving to Giselle's house.
Right.
And
It's far.
Today I was like, you know what? I'm not, my house is not furnished at all. You know, it's like we have a long way to go with furnishing the house and a lot of to-dos. And, you know, I felt like, oh, it's just too echoey because I didn't have enough furniture. But I said, gosh, damn it. I'm going to make it work. We're going to make it happen.
And I want to say it's her house is beautiful. So there's
Thank
that.
You.
There's that.
Thank
all you. Right. So we've got to get to our reasonably shady moment of the week.
Okay, you go first.
And I do have to admit, the girl had a birthday. Okay, she had a little birthday.
Yes, she did.
And I asked some of my friends to meet me in Miami, and they showed up and showed out.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I like to, because Robin has told me that I need to stay in several hotels. So I stayed a couple of days in the Four Seasons, and then I moved over to this Good Time Hotel.
Oh my God.
So I was hip to the fact that their rooms are kind of small. So just to FYI, the Good Time Hotel is Pharrell's hotel.
Right.
And, you know, Pharrell, we love you, but we don't like your rooms. Okay. So I upgraded myself to the biggest room in the whole damn hotel. And it's the smallest room I've ever been in my entire life. Okay. It's the shadiest room ever, Pharrell. It is the shadiest room.
You know what? Okay. So I stayed there as well.
Yes.
But I stayed there the whole time. I was only there for 2 nights and I booked too late. So I wasn't able to get the largest room.
Right.
So I got the king room, which this is going to be my shady moment too. I got the king room that on the description, it literally said 400 something square feet.
Right.
Right. So to me, like y'all all know, I've been in plenty of hotels because of basketball and
yes.
traveling. Like I've been in hotels. I've been in the Best Western. I've been in the Courtyard Marriott.
Yes.
And when they say 400 square feet, they mean 400 square feet. Right. Okay. This one, you literally open the door. And the bed, like you can touch the bed from the hallway. Like that was not
Pharrell,
400 square feet. So I literally walked to the front desk and I was like, I think you gave me the wrong room because the description said 400 square feet. She was like, let me see.
She like, she typed it in.
Yes.
She typed it in.
Typed on her computer and was like, oh no, yes, you're in the 400 square feet room. I said, no. I said, mm-mm. No, I am not.
No, like, ma'am, Pam.
Where are these 400 square feet? Like, are you
300 that I'm missing?
The ceiling and the floor? Like, the hell?
Woo, child. Okay. So, like, shady upon shady, Pharrell, for you making them rooms that small. I don't even get it. Like, why?
I know what it is. It's because they don't, the hotel is called the Good Time Hotel.
Right.
So, you are there for a good time. So, you are meant to be at the pool.
Okay.
And, you know, because the pool is supposed to be like popping. It's the hot spot.
Yes.
You're supposed to be at the pool. You're supposed to be out. It's like you're not supposed to spend that much time in this hotel.
But if you had a man in that room with you,
oh, yeah, no,
how are y'all going to do a cartwheel?
No. No.
And a Tootsie Roll shuffle. You can't do none of that. Okay.
No. Can you imagine if you're like on a girl's trip and you were like, you know, when you're younger,
yes,
in your 20s, like you're, okay, let's share a room. Oh my gosh. Like,
no sharing. And actually, because I went to Karen's room. That's how I saw, not Karen Huger. I went to another girl named Karen's room just because she wanted to show me how small the small rooms are.
Yes.
And it was the most absurd thing I had ever seen.
It's like camp. It's like summer camp.
It's like college.
Or like college.
It's definitely college.
Honestly, like I think my rooms in college were bigger. Like,
yes. So shady moment of the week is the rooms at the Good Time Hotel. Now, outside of the rooms, the hotel's great.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fabulous. I mean, the pool was awesome. The music kind of blah. But, you know. But so my shady moment, yes, is her shady moment, too. But I'll just give my another shady moment. Really, it's just like real life. I'm back home and back to real life. We were in Miami. We had a good time. And then I had to come back home to real life.
Yes.
So that's my shady moment.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so we got some hot topics out here in these streets.
It's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on. All right, so first and foremost, we got to start with the pajama party, also known as the Met Gala. Okay. So I was very, okay, what was the theme of this Met Gala?
The theme was something about America.
And a lexicon of visionary art or fashion or a lexicon of fashion. Now, every year they come up with a theme that quite frankly,
you don't understand.
I have to look up the words in the dictionary.
Right. They do too much.
Yes.
So looking at it, okay, I felt like the only, okay, when you think of American fashion.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So that's like Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren. I mean, there's only, a handful of American established designers.
Right. So everyone should have been wearing like polo shirts and stuff. Like,
I guess. Tommy Hilfiger.
So the only one, okay, so it's like J-Lo, I love her. She never has a bad moment, but I'm sorry. I did not like that Met Gala. That was the one time when I looked at the picture and I was like, J-Lo
was a J-No.
I was like, no.
She was a J-No.
But if we're talking about the theme,
yeah,
she was in line with the American theme. Like, she looked more like a ode to like a cowgirl.
But she's J-Lo. She never misses. Like, we can always count on her to like killing
to
it dead.
Kill it.
And I was, when I saw the picture of her, I literally was like, what year is this? And I thought it was like an old picture.
Right, right. Yeah, so that was disappointing.
I was very confused. And I was very confused by her and her new boo kissing each other with their mask on.
With their mask on.
Why would you do that? It's not even romantic.
Like,
it's not cute.
Pull the mask down.
Yes. And like, J-Lo, your lipstick underneath your mask was smushed all over the place.
My God.
This is not cute. That's not a good look.
That I cried laughing when I saw that. Okay, so J-Lo with the cowgirl theme.
Yes.
Kim, were we being invisible? Like,
Kim's look was, I am invisible. Yes, you cannot see me. You cannot see any piece of skin on my body, but I'm still going to look good.
And what does that have to do with America?
Was it like ghost? Not ghost. Because a ghost is white, right?
Yeah, a ghost is white.
So it was just
like spirits from the dead or something?
I don't know. But past. Could we have seen your eyeballs?
But
where were your eyeballs? Could we have seen your lips?
Right.
Your nose?
No, nothing.
I was actually thinking she got some work done and she was hiding her face.
she
got some work done
it.
And she wasn't ready to show us her new face. That's what I'm thinking.
You're very smart. Mm. But speaking of Kim, her sister, mm-hmm. Kendall, she was my favorite. I thought she was drop dead stunning. That dress was gorgeous.
Okay.
Like, it was like simple. She kept it simple. Like, she wasn't doing too much, but she looked beautiful. Like, she was my favorite.
She did. I appreciated Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. looked amazing.
Yes, she looked great. Rihanna, I was confused.
Yeah, I wasn't excited about that one.
Or ASAP.
Oh my God.
Was it ASAP? I said it right? Yeah, Rocky.
Yes.
Rocky, what'd you come in with? What is that? What blanket?
Look,
Grandmother's blanket did you steal?
Right. I said it looked like Fruity Pebbles. And then I got a whole bunch of people that said it looked like Captain Crunch.
Yes, it was more Captain than Fruity.
I guess
absolutely.
So. I like Fruity Pebbles. I hate Captain Crunch. It's gross.
And if y'all don't know these looks that we're talking about, look them up. They were just a hot mess.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Okay.
Let's see, who else was?
Okay,
was
so
a good one?
Wait a minute. No. I feel like I was represented on the red carpet because AOC, y'all know who she is. On the back of her dress, it said "Tax the Rich."
Yes.
Years ago, I had on a T-shirt that said, pay your taxes.
Oh my God.
Ray Hoover. She stole my look.
And nobody got mad at her for that.
Nobody got mad at all. And I just wanted people to pay their taxes. And I made a t-shirt on my own.
Oh my
and
God.
She had a designer make a whole dress that said tax the rich. Yes.
Pay your taxes. Yeah.
AOC, you're welcome.
That is hilarious.
Yes.
She was stupid.
Now, wait a minute. What about Russell Westbrook?
He was there?
Yeah, he had a skirt on.
Oh, I missed that.
He had a skirt on with pleats.
At the Met Gala?
Yes. He was at the Met Gala, right?
The corner in the street.
He was on the corner in the street. Okay. So it was the same weekend, but he wasn't at the gala.
He wasn't invited.
So he just stood on the corner.
Okay, I did not see him at the Met Gala, but I did see a picture of him in a skirt.
Yes.
And I mean, he's copying off the guy from the British band. That's all I can say.
Oh, not Harry.
Harry Styles,
yeah, Harry,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, he wore a skirt too. So this is a trend, y'all.
And so now I saw a recent picture of him. He has like stars cut into his head or something, like dyed in his head. I think he's going through something, midlife crisis.
Some of them, I think they're like so rich,
yeah,
and they just get bored and they're just like, what else can I do?
I think it's they're like, all copying my man. What's my man?
Who? Dennis Rodman?
Dennis Rodman. They copying Dennis Rodman. Dennis, listen, you let them know you did it first. Okay.
I just think they're so bored.
Yeah.
And they're just like, what else can I do? Mm. Well, I'm telling you, when Juan was in the NBA, he had these little skinny ass pants with these, he literally looked like Pee Wee Herman. Juan used to just like Pee Wee Herman.
Why?
Because he could. Because he could go in Etro and pay thousands of dollars for some Pee Wee Herman looking clothes.
Okay.
Because they were bored. All they do, this is what they do. When they go on the road, they shop.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They shop on the day, you know, the day before the game or the day of the game. And they go and they buy this ridiculous ass, expensive ass shit.
Yes.
And then they wear it and they look like an idiot. But they think, I mean, think about how many of these players you see who come into the, you know, when they show like the them walking in the stadium.
Yes.
And they look ridiculous.
There was this NBA player I used to date, and he had a closet full of very colorful suits.
Yeah.
And he swore up and down they were bad. Yeah. And he used to be like, Giselle, which one should I rock tonight? And I would think to myself, none. Like, they're all horrible. Right. But I didn't say that. I just was like, oh, whatever you wear is going to be great.
Yes.
And I lied.
They get bored and they think their little walking through the stadium is a runway. And they got so much money and they buy the stupid ass shit. So.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, enough of what people wear, okay, because we've got to move on to some other very important things called versus, okay? So, there's been a couple things out there with regards to several people. Number one, everybody has said that Kanye and Drake should have a versus.
Let me tell you, you lied.
You lied.
What did she say? When it was
I was never talking about Kanye
never.
Again.
And look what she did. What did I say? I said, yes, she will.
Okay.
I said, yes, she will. But now look at this.
I know. We're going to talk about him briefly.
You lied.
I lied. Okay. So briefly, people have put it out there and none of them said that they want to participate. But recently, Kanye did say he's down for it.
Really?
He wants to battle Drake.
He said that?
He said that. Or maybe his people said that because he doesn't really talk.
I don't think it's happening.
I don't think it's happening either. But do you think, it would be, do you think that's a good match?
First of all, I think it would be the most watched versus ever.
100%. Like
I don't watch them. So I probably would watch.
Yeah.
Or listen, whatever. I don't know. What do you do? Like, whatever. But I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't.
I don't think it is either, but I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
I don't know, but you never know. Like, their egos are so big, they might just be like, you know what, let's make this. You know, it's almost like that. Remember, like, long time ago, Jay-Z and Nas had that beef.
Yeah.
And it almost was like really a fake beef. It wasn't even real beef. It was like they made up the beef just for the hype. Like, maybe
it's a fake beef. But let me just say,
building up to that,
Kanye's new stuff should never be played against anyone. So it's got to be like old Kanye against all of Drake. So Kanye, you're going to lose.
Right, exactly. Can I tell you, I tried walking around the track one day and I said, okay, let me switch up from my Certified Lover Boy and let me put on Donda and let me see. And I was like, oh, and I was like, next.
And then it was more, oh,
right. I was like, okay, I can't do these. I cannot do this 3,000 songs.
Okay.
Like this.
So this is what I do appreciate. So Diddy, somebody said that Diddy and Jermaine Dupri should do a versus, right? So.
Oh, and like all the hits that they like produce.
Exactly. Mm. So that's actually kind of like a good matchup. But Sean Puffy Combs said that Jermaine Dupri, your arms are too short to box with God.
Did those words come out of his mouth?
That's a quote. That's a quote. Yeah, that is a quote. Your arms are too short to box with God. Now, I don't know whether he's referring to Jermaine's actual arms,
right,
or if he's referring to the fact that his stack of music cannot compare. I'm not sure. Either way, that should not have come out of Puffy's mouth.
That is some shame.
Shame. Maybe.
They must not be cool. I mean. Yeah,
and maybe Diddy wants to be shady and be a part of Reasonably Shady, because he might get the shady moment of the week, because that was good. I actually wrote that down. I might use that at the reunion. You know what I'm saying?
Your arms too short to box.
Your arms too short to box with God. Okay. Now, that was funny. Okay. So last but not least was the actual verses that did happen the other day between Ja Rule
and Fat Joe.
Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about it because we're really interested in all this music. However, mm-hmm. we're talking about it because Fat Joe decided,
put his foot in his mouth.
He decided to get up on that microphone and he said, duh, as the music was playing. Okay, we got to reenact, because the music was playing. Duh, 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 duh. And Ja Rule was like mad because Remy Ma had come out and killed it.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, and then so he made a comment, and then Fat Joe was like, man, you got them dusty bitches in the back. And he was referring to Little Mo and Vita.
And Vita, yes. And then he said, you found him in the crack house.
You found them dusty bitches in the crack
in
house.
In the crack house.
And they need a check. That's why he said, my bitches is rich. They don't need this. Like, he went full throttle.
Right.
Like, he went and explained dusty bitches.
Right. Exactly right. You're a dusty bitch because you're in the crack house and you need money. Like,
okay. Now, I always appreciate a good shade moment, mm-hmm. but he went too far.
No. That was ridiculous. First of all, that's embarrassing. Like, why?
Why?
And then he's like literally humiliating them because they were there. Like, I was thinking when I heard about it, I was thinking like, oh, okay, they weren't there. And then I saw like, oh no, they were actually really there.
Yes. Yes.
And then so now he's apologizing and I'm sorry. Like, that apology would never fly with me. Like, okay,
no.
You know, this little fake apology, you can keep it.
Right.
And keep it moving.
Or he can apologize with a Benz. Like, just send him some
Benzes. Right, right, right. Hopefully send him like a diamond bracelet or something.
Yes.
But no, that's horrible. That
it's not cool. It wasn't necessary. It just wasn't necessary.
Right. And especially, you know, like Little Mo, I know she had struggles with like, oh, I think it was like opioid addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and very recently, and it's like, wow, like, you're literally kicking a woman
when she was,
you know, not, I mean, hopefully she's not still down, but right. Like, that is like that. I don't know. That just was horrible.
Okay.
That's just,
it was very bad. And Fat Joe, you wrong for that. But I do want to admit, I don't know what a Vita is. I've never heard of a Vita.
I didn't know who she was either.
So I was like, well, there's some not truth to this, but I'm just like, who was a Vita? Just explain to me what Vita is.
Yeah. I didn't know who she was either.
Okay. Do we know now? We still don't know. Okay,
no.
That's fine.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe she was like a background singer or something.
Yes.
But I mean, clearly we know who Little Mo is.
Right.
And she was on a ton of hits for Ja Rule.
Yes.
So, or with Ja Rule, whatever.
And that's our homegirl. Like, you're not going to talk about Mo.
Right.
Now, Vita, we can't vouch for you because we don't know who you are.
Right.
So, and no, you're not a dusty bitch, but just leave it at that.
But still, can you imagine? So, like, imagine if somebody says that and you're like in the building. Like, how do you even, like, what?
Yes. All right. So we do, before we get too far into this episode, we do have to give so much love to Charlemagne the God, because he's now going to be late night. So he's definitely ruling the morning hours with the Breakfast Club. So he's now going to be on Comedy Central late night. And the show is called, The God's Honest Truth.
Okay.
And the reason why love I remembered it, I didn't even have to look it up, y'all, is because I love that title, The God's Honest Truth.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So it's like going to be a comedic take on like what's happening in the world, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
So is it, okay, so is it like a late night show with guests, or is it just him? I don't, like, when we say comedic, to be honest, I don't put Charlemagne and comedy together.
He's a little funny.
You think so?
Or maybe there'll be funny people coming to the show.
Okay.
I don't know. Either way, or I think his view might be a funny view of what's happening that's serious.
Right. Either way, I'm here for it. I want to see it. I mean, I love late night TV. I don't, yes. So I think you're going to have to DVR that.
I'm going to be sleeping, but I'm going to watch it.
Right.
During the day from like 11 to 2 when the children are at school. Now, I am in love, and I know we are very happy, getting back to our Bravo world, that the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is back on. I'm going to be honest. I did not see the first couple episodes, but I want to binge it.
Okay.
But I'm so super excited about the season. These ladies are crazy. For it to be their second season, they know what they're doing.
Yes. They're a great cast. And it's so funny because it's kind of like you look at Erica Jane on Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And, well, I'm sorry, Erica Girardi in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And how she's handling her public, you know, issues, legal issues.
Right.
Versus Jen Shah on Salt Lake City. And how she appears to be handling her legal issues. And it's like so interesting because it seems like two totally different reactions to it.
Yes.
And Jen Shah, from what we know from reading the blogs and, you know, just reports, like she's literally facing federal jail time.
Huge.
Where Erica's not facing any jail time. So like,
no.
But Jen, from what it looks like, you know, from what you can see on the show and the trailer, and it's like she's like addressing it full on.
Yes.
She's screaming at people and, you know.
She is the same Jen Shah
like,
you
I'm
saw.
Not going to jail. I don't know. Like, she's like really talking about it, where I feel like Erica is very
guarded
and filtered and very careful about what she says.
Yes.
And very deliberate.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so funny to see how everyone has a different take on Erica. And is she lying? Is she telling the truth?
You know what? Every episode I watch, I'm like, I have a different view from the last time I watched an episode.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, it flip-flops every time.
Yeah.
I don't know where I am now.
I just, okay, my take is she's human, number one.
Yes.
Number two, I think she was so used to, like, I think this is, like, the hardest thing that she's ever had to face. And it's probably very humiliating, very embarrassing. And she has to face this while filming.
Yes.
And having to talk about it over and over and over again. And I think when it's something that's like that serious, that stressful, that bad, like you don't want to talk about it.
Hell no.
So I just think we're getting like the best that she can do in this situation.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, I think in most viewers' eyes, she's not handling it the best way, but
at all.
But I think you got to put yourself in her shoes.
Yeah.
And not really, I don't know, like just not really be as harsh on her, because I could not imagine being in her position.
Yes.
And having to film a reality show and talk about that mess.
Lord,
all the time.
Lord, welcome to our lives.
Yeah.
And speaking of our lives, we're very excited to announce coming up very soon, because you guys have asked us over and over again, do we have Reasonably Shady merch?
Whoop, whoop.
And we do. It's okay. Whoop, whoop. So you can't buy it today, but you're going to be able to buy it in about 5 more minutes.
Yes. Stay tuned. We've got some, we're starting slow. We want to see the response.
Yes.
We're not going to have a whole bunch. It's going to be limited quantities. So make sure you're paying attention. We're going to have some very cute, very warm hoodies, black hoodies ready for you very soon.
Yes. And it's about to get cold. So a hoodie is what you need.
Yes. I love a hoodie. And even when it's not cold, like, you know what I mean? When you're in the house with the AC, like, I love a hoodie.
Yes. Okay. So it's time to get to like what this episode is about. Okay. So we realized that in relationships, It's all kinds of crazy. And a lot of times you're fighting about nonsense. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, I've been in several relationships. I remember one in particular, this guy. Okay, fine. He was a preacher. Okay, fine. It was Jamal. And with him preaching, his clothes would sweat. Mm-hmm. And so he would just like take his clothes off and just like throw it in the corner. He had like this bag of like stinky clothes. Mm. And then like after some time, it would get like festering,
permeating
through the home of like stinkiness. And what he would want to control making sure that he didn't wear clothes over and over again, because he was like trying to control his wardrobe.
So
like,
he didn't want to clean them?
So he was waiting to take them to the cleaners for like 3 weeks. So I'm like, Negro. Can I say Negro?
Sure.
Okay. Negro.
You said it.
You have a stack of stinky ass clothes in this corner right here. And look, I know, because he felt like if the clothes were cleaned and back into the house, he might repeat.
Right.
He didn't want to repeat.
Too quickly.
Too quickly. So this was his way of not repeating. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It stinks.
That bad?
It was bad because it was just like sweaty.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I can picture that because remember I talked about Juan bringing home his player's clothes.
Oh, yes. Yes. It was horrible.
Yeah.
So I would like sneak and take the clothes to the cleaners and he would get so mad as an argument, everything. It was really bad. It was really bad. Okay. That and he hates Mexican food.
Okay.
We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Yes. And okay. And then one more. What was one more that we would? Oh, okay. So we would have several cars.
Okay.
So he had an aversion to like going to the gas station.
Okay.
So he would like drive one car until there was like no gas
in
it.
Oh my God.
Instead of going to the gas station, he would just get into the other car. So I would be left with some non-gas cars.
Oh my God.
Gas on E.
Oh my God.
Negro. Can I say Negro?
Yes.
Negro. All the cars have no gas in it. We on E because you refuse to go to the gas station.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
This is why we're divorced.
Yes.
This is why.
That would drive me crazy. That would drive me crazy. So you have to go pump the gas all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that was the issue. Okay. And by the way, this episode is called Stop Fighting. Stop Fighting. Because we put it out there for you guys to let us know like the silly nonsense that y'all fight over.
Right.
And y'all came back with it. But do you have any you want to tell the world?
Okay. So I feel like we should have named this episode Pick Your Battles.
Okay, yes. We're changing the name right now. It's now called Pick Your Goddamn Battles. Pick your battles, people.
Yes. Because I feel like when you're in relationships and you're with someone for a long time, you have to choose to pick your battles.
True.
You know, like certain things, it's like, okay, this is not going to change. Let me just do it. So it's like, a few things. One likes to take cash out of my wallet. Because he doesn't want to go to the ATM. And I'm like, but I.
Okay, I didn't think you were going to say that. That is funny to me. So right. He's like a little kid stealing your money.
Yes.
Okay.
He's literally taking cash from my wallet. And then when I go to my wallet and I'm like, I'm missing cash. And he's like, you blaming me?
Yes. Yes.
I'm blaming you. You took the cash out of my wallet. Because he plays the video game. He goes and plays video games with his buddy. And they bet. And they have to have cash. And so he doesn't want to stop and go to the ATM. I'm like, well, I choose to go to the ATM so that I can have cash in my wallet.
Right.
Like, no. Go. You stop at the ATM and get cash. He's like, it's late. I don't want to be robbed. I'm like, I don't.
You're a man.
I don't care. It's your fault. I mean. So, yes, we have that.
Yes, that's huge.
That is annoying as hell. I mean, girl, I could go on and on and on. But I just choose to pick my battles.
Okay, I like that.
Pick your battles.
Okay, so you guys came back with all kinds of stuff. Okay, so a lot of you said that you all fight over parenting styles.
Mm.
And that's actually a huge thing.
Yeah.
That's not a small issue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, y'all got to work that
and
out.
And it's hard because even Juan and I have that issue because I'm like the cool, fun parent. But I'm still like, my kids know, like, don't play with me. But Juan is like the stick in the mud parent, right? And so, like, he might say something to the kids. And in front of the kids, I'll be like, why? Like, why are you saying that?
Right.
And then he'll get so mad at me for going against him in front of the kids. Do you know what I mean? So
yes.
I feel like maybe a lot of the issues that, you know, the differences in parenting styles, like just try to handle them behind closed doors.
Right.
Because when you do it in front of the kids, it just, you know, it makes the other parent defensive. And then
yes.
the kids are sitting there watching their parents argue. And it's like, that's not good. So,
yes.
so yeah. So parenting styles, definitely. That's, I feel like that's something you got to talk about before you
start having these kids. My parents, you know, Jamal and I co-parent very well because I parent.
Right.
And he just co's.
He's just along for the ride.
He just co's.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Riley Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Riley Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of y'all said that y'all are fighting about where to eat. Okay, so this is double trouble. Okay, so y'all hungry and y'all can't decide what to eat.
Oh my God. You know, but so for me, I get frustrated when I'm like, okay, what do you want to eat for dinner? And it's like, I don't know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I get so sick of feeding people. See, you're lucky. You don't have to deal with feeding another grown man.
No.
But like, I'm like, damn it, help me here. Like, at least tell me what you want to eat.
Right.
And then when we figure out something to eat, then you're going to complain. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you should have figured it out.
Yes. Or you could have cooked it.
Right. How about you ask me what I want to eat? So I'm with you on that.
Hey, you got to pick and choose your battles.
I'm
now,
with you on that.
This person, Keenan.Elijah said, the constant discussion of their ex. Mm? Now, I just want to tell you a little something. If she constantly talking about the ex, she's having sex with the ex, okay?
Yeah.
Or she's trying to have sex with the ex. She should not be talking about the ex. So that's actually not something silly to silly. That's not a silly thing that y'all are fighting over. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
You got issues, bruh. You got
issues. I would say, that's not good. We don't want that.
No.
Okay. So, Senpai, please. Senpai, please.
That's the name of the person?
Yeah.
Senpai, please. Okay.
Yeah. Says his ass hanging out with the wrong people. Now, I don't know how old he is, but let me tell you something. I used to deal with that with Juan.
Okay.
And I would tell him, show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
Oh! Wait a minute. Not Robin with the grandma quote.
Yes.
That's the quote from like the Mabel. Like, yes. That's an old quote.
But it's so true. But and he honestly, you know, this is when he was younger. And it takes a little bit of maturing and growing up for men to be like, you know what? You were right. So I feel like sometimes, like, just try to, you know, you want to still kind of let them know, like, okay, you need to be careful. You don't want to, you know, fall into bad things, blah, blah, blah. But just hope that he'll mature and grow out of that because.
Right, right. Okay, so Cassie Devon, let me tell you something. Your girl left my own heart because you said his snoring. Okay. Mm. So let me tell you something about Giselle. Giselle likes her sleep. It's very important to me. So when you are bothering my sleep, I have a problem. Okay, so that Sherman used to snore really loud, like loud, to the point where I would like wake him up. Because I heard that if you wake them up and then like put them on their side, then they'll kind of stop.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true, but I would wake his ass up all the time and he'd be like, what? What? What's the problem? The problem is I can't sleep because your ass is snoring so loud. So one day I recorded it. I recorded how loud he was. So then like the next day I was like, let me tell you why I can't sleep. He was like, what's the problem? And I pressed play and I made him listen to it and it sounded like a train was coming. It was horrible. He's like, Giselle, you lying. Stop lying. Oh, this ain't me. Yes, it is.
Oh my God.
You're ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know, it's so funny. Lately, Juan has been snoring loud and I'll just like push him really hard. But he doesn't remember that happens like in the morning. Can I tell you a funny story about me?
What?
Juan told me that I would sing in my sleep.
What? What are you singing?
What was I singing?
A Beyonce song.
No, I think it might have been like Whitney Houston or something. Like he literally was like, he couldn't pull his phone out fast enough to like record me, but he was like, Robin, it was the funniest thing. Like I was literally singing and like holding a note. Like,
what?
Yes.
Let us find out. You need a recording deal. But you got to go to sleep first.
So there's apps that like will record you throughout the night, right? So it's like, you know, it can like tell you like, I don't know, whatever's going on. I used it one time and I was like, it was just so creepy to me. It was like scary. So I didn't like, I used it one time and I was like, I don't think I want to know like what I'm saying at night or like, you know, so that's creepy. But maybe I'll catch myself singing one time if I do.
Yes.
Let's see. So... Oh, this one's funny. Watching too much Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yay! Yay! Who said that?
Who said that? Naz K. Bailey.
K. Bailey. We like you, Naz K. Bailey. And yes, if you have to fight with your boo over watching RHOP, go ahead on and just take that fight. That's a fight you're going to have to take.
I know. You might have to like hide and watch it though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because I'll be honest. So in my house, I'm outnumbered. And when the show is on, you know, we're supposed to be, you know, watching it or tweeting or whatever. Usually there's like a football game or a basketball game or something else on in my house during that time because
you got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go like hide. But if I try to hide, they come find me. That's the crazy part. It's like I try to go hide for my privacy and then they come find me. What you doing?
It's Sunday at 8 o'clock. You know what I'm doing. Okay, so Sadie Bird 521 said, them wanting to be friends with an ex, it's a no for me. Okay. Everything that y'all send us as ex related.
Yeah, that's still a no.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Well, that's a red flag. Yeah, that maybe you should be in that relationship.
Right.
Because something's going on that's a little creepy.
Yeah, they're an ex for a reason. They should be an ex for a reason. And you should be done with them. Like, no, I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
No.
I don't want that. I'm going to assume that this is Florida girl in the Cleveland. Maybe.
Okay. Okay.
His teenage kids not picking up after themselves. Yes, that would drive me crazy. That I would go like insane.
That's
over.
Like the stinky clothes.
Yeah, that's like the stinky clothes. But I could imagine like if they're someone else's kids and they're not your kids, it's even worse. Like I hate to say it, but I could imagine just being so annoyed that, and then it becomes a fight, and then it's like, oh, yeah. You just mad? Stop treating my kids like that. And
okay, sorry. This is potential you stylist. Okay, also known as Juan Dixon. This is Juan Dixon's handle because it says timing. She is always late. Very annoying. Okay, fine. It's not Juan.
What?
It's not Juan talking about Robin.
Do y'all know, sometimes I'm late because of him. Most of the time.
Oh,
I'm
you're late
because he's making me late.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's playing the damn video game. Like, if we have somewhere to be together,
yeah.
He's playing the damn video game and won't get dressed, you know, soon enough.
Yes, yes.
He makes me late. So it's like, we don't help each other in that area.
Right. But I can say that if one person is like always late in a relationship, that's like a deal breaker.
For you.
Well, no, not for me, well, but I feel like.
What about in our friendship?
Well, we're not sleeping together, so it's okay. But if you're late getting to the bedroom for me to sleep with you, it's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. Yeah.
You sleep. You sleep. Sawyer the Hair Slayer says he hates that I have so many clothes and continue to buy more. He will learn. Look, he's that he's just going to have to pick his battles. And that's not one of them because
no.
Sawyer the Hair Slayer is going to continue to buy clothes. It's so funny the other day.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm not the only one. Like, I have to like hide my packages.
Do you? So you yes. Still do that?
I still do that.
Okay.
The other day he called me and he was like, you bought a Versace bathing suit. I mean, a...
Actually, she did. And she wore it yes. in Miami. It was very nice. I was like, Versace, Versace, Versace.
Yes. He's like, a Versace bathing suit. And you get on me about not spending money. And I'm like, okay.
Robin said, but I work hard in these streets. I can buy my Versace. Oh, my gosh.
So I have to hide my stuff. I was like, damn it. I didn't know. And it's funny because I had left my stuff on the bed.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know he was coming home. Mm. If I knew he was coming home... that shit would have been packed up.
So wait a minute. So did he open the box or was it already opened?
It was, so the box was like open, like he had to kind of like lift stuff up in the box to see what was in it.
He's being nosy. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
But the box was already like opened.
Okay. 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 So he wasn't being that nosy, but he was still, yeah, you might have to hide your stuff.
He was hating.
Okay. So somebody said, hold on. I'm trying to figure out who you are. You are Felicia. I feel like I know this person. She said his mother.
Ooh. Okay.
So when you picking and choosing your battles, Miss Felicia.
You just let that go.
You got to let it go.
Yeah.
His mother ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
No. No. She's going nowhere.
She's actually going to move in next week. Okay.
And you don't want that constant fight. Like, And it's like, you don't want horrible Thanksgivings, horrible Christmases. Yeah. You got to let it go.
It is what it is. Let yes. it go.
And
let
guess what? You probably not going to win that one.
No, you're not. You're not because who looks like the asshole? You.
Yes.
Unfortunately. So, and I'm sure his mother's horrible. I'm sure she is like the worst. So annoying, like in your business, trying to tell you what to do.
Right.
Let it go.
Let it go. And like, don't try to, like, if y'all have kids and like, you don't really want your kids with her because you mad at her. Yeah. Don't do that either. Okay. Fine. Maybe I did that.
Kids.
Okay. Whatever.
I lost that. What's that? If you have kids.
If you and your man have kids.
Uh-huh.
And you hate his mother.
Oh, okay.
And she's trying to spend some time with her. And the mama trying to spend time with the grandkids.
Oh,
but you hate her.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
got to let it go. You just got to just woo-sah.
Yes.
And drink like several shots and just let it go.
Yeah. I think you're speaking from experience.
I don't know. But a lot of people said like cleaning, chores. Guys, like y'all just need to hire a maid. What are y'all doing?
Right.
Like y'all got to get somebody else to clean these, do like the menial things that y'all fight over.
No, that's true. And honestly, it's like the amount of money you spend on cleaning people.
Yes.
It's like, it's so worth it. It is so worth it. I remember when I was broke. Okay. Like when we just, you know, had to scale everything back. That was one thing. That was like the last thing I let go was the cleaning people. I was like, you can have my Louis Vuitton. You can have my BMW 6 Series. You can take that Maserati, but...
Listen, if my cleaning lady has been with me since before I got married, right? And I have said, like, husbands come and go, boyfriends come and go. But my cleaning lady will be with me for life.
Yes, and my cleaning people have been with us. They were there with us before we got married. And then they saw us get divorced. And then I remember Enrique... we were divorced or going through something, and they were cleaning, and Juan, something like Enrique had to come up to me like, "Are you? Is everything okay? Are you okay?" I'm like, "Oh, Enrique,
you're like Enrique. It's yes. We going through Enrique. That's what still clean."
But I can only imagine the amount of shit that the cleaning people see.
Yes,
you know.
Like, oh, my lady has been with me forever. She probably knows way more about. Now, mind you, we don't speak. That's wrong. That's rude.
You don't converse.
We don't have like conversations about like how the kids. None of that. She just, you know, handles her business. And it was so funny. 100 years ago, she came to me and she was like, "Giselle, I want to tell you, I'm so excited." I said, "What?" She was like, "I got my visa." I said, "Well, goddamn, I didn't know you didn't have it in the first place." I had no clue you didn't have it. So I was like, "Okay, thank God. We're legal."
Right.
We are legal.
You don't have to worry about ICE.
Yes. I don't know what it is. Guess what? Okay. She is legal now. I didn't know she wasn't. Sometimes it's good when you don't know things. But I love her. I ain't letting her go.
All right. How about this one? Having sex. He's 8 years older than me and he's always tired. It's so annoying.
He's 8 years older. He's always tired.
So they got to do it like in the morning when he wakes up.
Is that it?
Do you mean like sleepy tired or you mean like out of breath tired?
He's probably both.
Just eight years older. I mean, I think sleepy tired.
But this is in the reverse. So I was dating this guy who was like 10 years younger than me.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, I ain't have enough stamina. I didn't take my Wheaties. I was like, dude.
Oh my God.
Okay. First of all, a good 28 minutes is good for me.
28? That's too long.
That's too long. Hey, Robin says too long. Okay. But it would be like an hour.
Forever. Oh,
an hour
God.
And a half. I'd be like, dude.
No, that's enough.
I will never forget. I'm the worst. I am the absolute worst. There was one dude, and this was not the young kid, and I should be sharing this, but I'm going to share this because we're getting towards the end of this, episode. God. So there was this one dude, and he was like very fit.
Okay.
And it was going on way too long, right? And I just was like, oh my God, I cannot. Somehow we ended up on the floor, right? And guess what? I left his ass there. I got up in the middle of the whole thing.
Like,
and I literally put my clothes on and left. I was like, dude, I gotta go.
Oh my God.
He was like, what? I was like, I'm out.
Oh my God.
I was like, and I wanted to go.
And then did you continue? Like, did you see him again after that?
I've not done that with him again. And that was probably why. This is before the pandemic.
Like,
I don't blame it on the pandemic.
Oh my God.
But I just was like, I can't do this. I'm not fit for this.
Yeah.
But guess what? I wanted to go find, we were in a hotel. I wanted to go find another girl in the lobby and send her up.
Right.
Because he was clearly not done. And I was. Okay.
Now, are they like, you know, climaxing and then they just like want to go again? Or are they just like.
So the young dude would, it'd be like 10 climaxes in a row. And I'm like, dude, who's got time for this? Because I'm done. I want to go to sleep. I got three kids. This is a mess. But the other one, no, he was just ready to go.
Okay.
And I was like, wow. And I didn't even feel bad that I left his ass on the floor with a hard one.
On the floor.
I didn't know how we ended up on the floor.
Oh my God.
This is terrible. Anyway, guys, that is our show today. And we have picked and chosen our battles. We do appreciate the fact that you continue to listen to us every Monday. Reasonably Shady is what we are. I'm Shady. She's reasonable.
Sometimes.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I can't even, y'all, I'm done here. I can't.
So don't ever forget that throughout the course of your week, just find a little reasonable and find a little shady. We love y'all so much.
Yes, love y'all. Talk
Bye.
To you next week. Oh my God.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less.
Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.